The Hidden Node for August 19th, 2014. The Dog Days of Podcasting, Episode 19. So, I'm going to head straight for the theme, because today happened... Okay. So that was my cat making sure I know he's here. That's a good thing. Today happened, and it's past us now, so... I'm just going to move forward, and I'm actually going to look at the microphone, because I am using the portable mic right now. Been having issues with recording in the other microphone, so, ow, cat. Cat just clawed me. Again, I know you're here, cat. Ouch. Not too bad. Okay. So, today's episode is called Warcraft Privacy. So, I already told you about the kind of drama and association being with a large public group like the Dystopia community and Tactical Gamer was, but I kind of found that being part of such a large group was kind of, well, you're going to run into politics in any size of group. If you have three people, you have politics. If you have two people, you have politics. Not literal politics, but just, you know, people's egos getting in the way of each other. And the larger the group, the more egos that are clashing. So, in 2006, I managed to make my way back to a much smaller group. Specifically, I once again got in contact with David Drury. And by this time, TSRP had kind of started to die out. There was, I think, a little bit of servers still up. I mean, there still are servers up today, but the groups that I had played with in 2004 and early 2005, by 2006 and 7, things had started to die down. I mean, there was still a little bit here and there, but that's not really what we played once I get back with the group. We actually started playing, during the time I was gone, the group started playing Jedi Knight 2, or JK2. Sorry, I'm watching my cat try to attack the other cats through the door. The thing about JK2 was that it was where the group had gone to try to find more role-playing. In fact, the next couple games would be focused on that, trying to find role-playing environments, places where, you know, they could have a certain amount of freedom in the content to create these characters to play them. So, Jedi Knight 2 was a thing they played, and they played it briefly once I got back into the group, but not too long, not as heavily handed as they had originally played it, apparently. Because very soon after their JK2 time, they decided to try launching a private Warcraft server. I don't know the details on what made the server itself happen. I don't know what things I can't really say, because it wasn't exactly quasi-legal to run a server. My understanding that it involved a lot of reverse engineering of code. But I don't know the details. The way it was run, though, was that we didn't focus on having a large player base. It was just us. It was maybe 12 to 20 of us at times. Really capping out around 12. Because it was just us. It was just a small group of us. And our explorations of, you know, all that World of Warcraft content. Now, like I said before, the only time I played Warcraft legitimately was during the stress test. After that, it kind of faded to me because, well, most MMOs don't interest me. Most of them are the same grind fest again and again. And certain games, grind fest is fine. I don't mind doing the same thing again and again if it's a fun thing to do again and again. Warcraft was more, go here, kill a bunch of these things, pick up this object that only drops when you're doing that quest, and then go away. Wash, rinse, repeat. It wasn't fun, but the private server was different. We ran it as a role-playing community. We all had characters and developed them as role-playing personas. Now, there was a mixed match in role-playing a mixed match in philosophies with how roleplay should be handled within the game. Some people wanted to do low roleplay, guards, adventurers, things like that. Others wanted to do high roleplay, where they were instilling themselves directly into the lore of the campaign. And we had a bit of clashing from that. We really had, like, two or three groups at times, because different people wanted to do different things. I did my best to try to fit into each of the groups as I could, primarily because I was one of the few people afforded the ability to be an admin on it. And I did a lot of tinkering because of that. I learned how to kind of create quests. I learned how to customize mobs to a degree. I learned how the kind of secrets behind the world worked, at least how they worked then. I'm sure with the multitude of expansions they've had since the private server days, it's a different world now. I know Cataclysm changed things a great deal, but the time we ran the server was, we pretty much ran it primarily during when Burning Crusade was out, and very briefly, we brought the server back when Wrath of the Lich King came out. After that, I don't think we were really interested in trying again. And since then, the people who ran it, well, they grew up from being kids to being adults. And, you know, that changes things. It changes the amount of time you have, the amount of capabilities you have in order to invest in projects like that. And that was a pure vanity project. There was nothing to gain from it. You know, outside the people who played on the server, no one would benefit from efforts. And I think that was one of the main reasons the server kind of went away, was because those of us who put effort into it, we didn't see much return from the other players. A lot of the content we made, they kind of let it go or didn't focus on it. And you had a few people who, just the different viewpoints, that they kind of clashed. So. But it was fun being a dragon in that setting, because you could change your own model. And there's a few spells that are in the game's cult code that when you cast them on yourself using an admin command, they permanently change your character's stats and buffs and things like that. So, not only was I a model of a dragon in the game, I had the stats of a boss dragon fight too. And, well, I did one thing the other players didn't do. I allowed my characters to permanently die. Because if it suited the storyline, well, that made for better stories. When your character has risk, has the chance to be ended. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun. Would I go back to playing a private World of Warcraft server? Probably not. We have a large enough group that we could probably make it really fun. But much like the reason the first one ended, there wouldn't be much return. There wouldn't really be any return. And, well, nowadays I hear Blizzard's a lot harder on hunting down private servers, even the ones who don't charge money or don't have a donation fee. So, I don't think I'd want to take the risk. Especially when there's, you know, Minecraft things we could do that pretty much emulated a great deal of what we could pull off with WoW server. We just would have to make more of the model content than, you know, having the instant WoW server was able to afford us. So, that's that. I do want to talk some more about the group and what it means, you know, being an older player among us, essentially kids. I mean, yeah, most of them back then were teenagers. By now, they're in their early 20s. But back then, you know, I was kind of an authority figure over them. Nowadays, they understand. I was pretty much faking as best I could, trying to help them figure stuff out, when I myself had no idea what I was doing either. So, with that, I am going to call it an episode, and tomorrow I will be talking about that some more. So, for now, bye-bye.